This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. During the 2008 presidential campaign, Petaluma's American Small Business League was heartened by the promises offered by candidate Barack Obama. But a year after the election that propelled him into office, ASBL Communications Director Chris Gunn says they're disappointed that the new president has not moved to make good on those promises.
What we've really actually seen is failure by the administration to fulfill any of their promises to the small business community. There are actually four major procurement promises that they made. One, to stop the diversion of small business contracts to large corporations. Two, to implement the 5% set-aside goal for women-owned firms. Three, to bolster the SBA's budget and staffing to restore it to pre-Bush administration levels. And fourth would be to restore the SBA administrator to a cabinet-level position.
Even the president's small business forum last week was little more than rhetoric without action, Gunn says, because the Obama administration has not addressed the flawed system through which federal contracts designated for small businesses continue to be given to much larger corporations.
So far, the administration has claimed that they've awarded small businesses $4.3 billion in stimulus funds in the form of contracts and then an additional $13 billion in loans. That said, we really haven't seen anything get fixed. So they're putting money into a broken system. And for years, we found that Fortune 500 corporations and other large businesses are receiving small business contracts, that there's fraud and abuse in small business contracting programs. They're infusing money with the stimulus, but they're not doing anything to fix the problems with the programs that are already existing.
This is not an abstract federal policy issue, Gunn contends. He says it has a direct bearing on Sonoma County's economic health.
This issue, our big issue of government spending, affects everybody in an indirect way or a direct way. In Sonoma County alone, it's my understanding that there are up to 1,700 small federal contractors who are affected by this issue directly. They're buying goods and services from local businesses and supporting the local economy. So when those businesses go out of business, when those businesses fail because the government's not doing a good job, it affects everybody.
Small businesses represent a disproportionate share of employment nationally, Gunn adds.
The SBA defines a small business as any business that's 500 employees or less. Most small businesses fall well below that. About 98% of small businesses nationwide have less than 100 employees, 89% have less than 20, and actually a vast majority of new jobs are created by those firms that have less than 20.
He argues that more aggressive support for these businesses would work directly to bring down the nation's soaring unemployment numbers.
About a year ago, the U.S. Census Bureau came out and said that at the time, small businesses are responsible for up to 97% of net new jobs. Right now, small businesses are going out of business at a record rate. Unemployment continues to rise, and I think it's going to be because our small businesses aren't being supported. I honestly don't think that unemployment is going to turn around. We're not going to go below that 10% until we start supporting our small businesses and until those small businesses start seeing the type of success that they need to grow, expand, and create new jobs.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.